Well, fellas, this episode we're going to talk about New York Comic Con. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed what we talked about.
I saved a big conversational nut to be able to share about Ignition, and we decided to make an own episode about that. So, sick addled brain just sort of said not funny things throughout all of it.
Just keep it stuck back there in the back of your brain,
and right where the displaced vertebrae in my neck is.
Yeah, we call it the figgly ganglia. I think
figgly hump on the back of my
the figgly hump.
All right, you need to go get some rest, and I need to do the thing right now. And all new Data Bros starts now.
Coming to you from top secret field offices worldwide. These brave men and women fight a battle for truth, justice, and good, clean data. These agents of change make up the Bureau of Records, Objects, and Standards. They are the Data Bros.
Welcome to the Data Bros, your weekly 30-minute appointment with us, the Data Bros, to talk the comic industry, comic book data, and what goes into running a modern comic store. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are Jeff and Figley. Django. How you doing, boys?
The Data Bros thing has been so much fun. But if it's not a challenge, I don't feel alive. Right. So what I've done is gone to New York. I've gotten really sick
and
irrevocably done damage to my neck and lower back.
Nice.
And took a very unique concoction of competing cold medicines to be here today. So if at any point it sounds like I'm not making sense even more so than normal, that's why. That's what
I think you've got a real sexy baritone going on right now.
I'm gonna try and mute for my coughing, but if I don't, it's.
Don't mute while you sing Leonard Cohen songs for us, okay?
That's me that sings the Leonard Cohen songs. you're getting us confused again.
How are you?
We're not gonna talk any karaoke, are we? I thought we'd agree.
We'll never
speak of karaoke. Listen, quick shout out to our great sponsors at Kimiko Comics. I did get pronunciation. It is Kimiko.
Okay.
They gave me an ad read here. I'll just go ahead and do this one. They got like exciting action-packed music fades in. I don't know what budget they think we're getting that from, but...
Excellent.
Have you ever seen an annual where the main group doesn't even make the cover? Well, here it is, but don't worry, they're inside and they got a lot of work to do. In an echo of thunder, our heroes team up with the Thunder Agents to stop the villainous Nazi Von Geist and his super soldiers from taking over the United Nations. Explosive action, 43 pages of it, all by Bill Loebs and a top-notch art team. But wait, there's more. In The Shape of Things to Come, we get the first appearance of the Elementals, shapeshifters on a mission to test their limits and get wild. It's 64 pages of full-color comic goodness for just $2.95. Don't miss this crossover action in the debut of Elementals. Grab it before it's gone in Thunder... they didn't even put the name of it.
Well,
it's like,
you know,
Justice Machine Annual number one. Why wouldn't they have Justice Machine Annual? It's like way down here. These guys really got to get their stuff together. So Justice Machine Annual number one, 64 pages, $2.95. That's a great deal.
I don't care how good or bad the comic is. 64 pages for $2.99
right?
is unheard of in this economy.
Todd McFarlane must be behind this thing, eh? Because, like, isn't that his play, like the $2.99 comic in 2024? That's insane.
It was for a long time.
Even Saga is $3.99 now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, thanks to our good friends at Kimiko. And, you know, we're really looking forward to all these amazing comics you guys get out. And I guess we can find them in better comic stores everywhere. Let's talk New York Comic Con. So we all got back from New York. You guys like kind of made your way back on Monday, right?
Yeah, We hung out to expose ourselves to as many potential New York vibes as we could absorb.
Oh, and you got New York vibes before me and after. Like, you really bookended the... You wanted to get as much exposure as you possibly could, I feel.
We call it a Brian sandwich, is what we
call it. I will tell you what, though. There was a day when both Brian Garside and Shannon Merritt left New York, and it definitely begged the question, what the hell are we still doing here?
How can New York feel so much less?
So
with
small.
With such a small percentage of the people.
Yeah, I guess.
My favorite thing is the fact that, like, when we were together, we made terrible decisions about our sleep.
Speak for yourselves.
Habits. Well, okay, so Django and I made terrible decisions about our sleep health. And we both blamed each other. And then as soon as I was gone, Django's sleeping like 16 hours a day again.
Yep. I'm back to naps this week, man.
Oh. Yeah, it might be my fault. I may have been the problem all along.
I mean,
because I'm back
to
3 hour sleeps.
If you have a spot where there will be old fashions made anytime past 2 o'clock in the morning, it's really hard to like call it an early night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know? Pocket tamales. Like there was a lot of, a lot of incentive to go to Brian's room.
Pocket tamales. Oh my God. Okay. So
I will say that
Django's
room smelled terrible.
It did. It smelled like terrible.
Anytime I went in there, I was like, thank God, whatever they're doing in here is not what we're doing in our room.
We were wondering why it smelled so terrible most of the time.
Well, there were pocket tamales in your room, so
it was definitely like dirty clothes, old food smell.
Yeah, dude, it was like the back room of the comics place sometimes when you don't pour water down the pee trap.
Oh, yep.
I think there was some swamp gases coming up. Usually I'll take credit for those. Oh, that's a different podcast. Sorry, everybody.
So we were at New York Comic Con for, you guys were there for the full 4 days. I got in on the Tuesday. We did the retailer day on the Wednesday. Then on the Thursday, there was the ICV2 and Read Pop kind of industry day. Friday was just a regular day. Saturday and Sunday would be regular days. So
Saturday, you celebrated the Comic Con on an airplane.
I got the heck out of New York. Well, which days did you guys actually go to the show floor?
Thursday was the first day.
You were there Wednesday too.
Okay, so I was there Wednesday, Thursday, and then Sunday briefly.
Yeah,
I think I was on the floor at least a little bit most of those days.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was getting a lot. I was hustling for art.
Yeah. Did you get there on Saturday?
Yes, I did get there on Saturday and commissioned a shadow sketch from Jason Howard and then had to pick it up Sunday.
Oh, we'll
be back and forth.
We'll go deep on your sketches for sure. on day one, there was the little retailer roundabout thing where everybody got to come around to see us. But you guys started off with a panel. What'd you guys talk about?
Oh, well, that was a really fun part of this convention. When we went to check in, Django and I, for the first, like the pre-con day. Yeah, we got there and we, you know, were signing in to say, hey, we're good boys that did in fact show up and deserve the free cover comics that you give out to people who are good boys and girls that show up. Mm-hmm. And immediately before we got to do that, one of my favorite people in comics, Shannon Live, who was organizing a whole bunch of the speeches and presentations from Comics Pro that day, was like, I'm missing some people for my first panel. Will you or Jeff do it, Django? And I was like, listen, either one of us could do it. But I was like, if it's both of us, I'll definitely do it.
Right.
So, Django and I went up there and it was about cultivating customer experience in a store.
Right. Which is perfect because the new store you guys are building is all about experience.
That's true.
It's a big part of
the
it.
Goal.
It's got like it's got a nebula of disco balls.
Any day now they'll be hanging.
You've got LED heads just floating around. Like it's gonna be lovely. So who else was on the panel? It was you, Shannon Live,
Mar, and John Michelle,
Yep. Oh, right, from Megabrain. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Maxwell, Max, I know he uses Nerd Slice for a point of sale system.
Right, that's the one. I want to say he's
Max Erickson, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I can't remember where his place is.
But yeah, it was just a very cool opportunity to get to talk to Django. No, I mean, it was a cool opportunity to get to be in front of everybody and talk about stuff. That's the kind of thing that normally I would, like, if I had known I was going to do it, I was going to be nervous about it for like 2 days beforehand.
Yeah.
And we just got there and they're like, hey, will you do this? And we were like, hey, yeah, we will. And I think that's where he and I do some of our best work. And again, Shannon Live is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big fan of her.
Yeah, Shannon was on my panel, which was about getting ready for the holiday season. And that was with Jen Haynes and Joe Murray.
Yep.
And then Shannon was on that. And we were just talking about, like, Jen has this amazing downloadable Christmas gift guide, which sounds awesome. And it's kind of inspired us to build, like, a little bit of a template that our stores can use. Joe was just kind of saying it's kind of business as usual, but he has to staff up a little bit for it. Shannon, like everything, like, has an entire itemized list of things she's going to do and how they're going to happen. And there's probably six elves that come in. And I imagine there's a dozen reindeer that just wander by just because Shannon's just that person, right?
Yeah. A very cool thing about that whole day was that there was simultaneous panels going on in the room where there was a whole kind of like round table-esque of people displaying things. So Django and I were doing our comic shop assistant thing. You were doing a managed comics one as well, Brian?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yeah. And so people were kind of milling around and talking to people while there was presentations going on. I think execution-wise, it was a little cacophonous sound-wise, like kind of hard to
like
have conversations.
Cacophonous.
That said, thank you, Kevin Smith, Batman. That said, I think that the division of like people getting to listen to presentations or walking around made it a much more comfortable environment
for
to
sure,
be talking to people at the booths, because it didn't feel nearly as much like sometimes at Comics Pro, people are forced to go around and kind of awkwardly be like, I'm visually acknowledging you and I'm going to walk on.
And,
so
and the nice thing was you could just kind of dip in and out of conversations with people. And I brought up a bunch of digital stuff, like about just fixing your Google My Business and making sure that your hours are updated and all that stuff, especially, you know, at the holiday season, a lot of people extend their hours and then don't reflect it on either Google or their website. So you're kind of missing out on that. Yeah, I think
I'm glad you said that just now. I'm supposed to do that before we close it an hour early today.
Let's make that happen. let's get that solved today. But yeah, I think overall, like, that day was really fun. It was there was a lot of presentations from like Image, and Todd McFarlane talked a little bit. We found out about the Tiny Onion universe that they're doing. The McFarlane booth being next to you guys, that Hulk statue that was like 14 inches by 14 inches by 14 inches, that is $49.95. Like, holy, if you can't sell those all day long, I don't know.
That was so cool.
Inspired by those Diamond Select lines at that price point with like the hollow bases. So they're able to do that. Yeah, I ordered a bunch of those just days before we left for the con. Like,
McFarland is just knocking it out of the park with this stuff. It looks so beautiful. It's so great.
Yeah, since whatever happened with like DC Direct and stuff, like, McFarlane's been doing way more main property stuff, and all of those toys, aside from the price point, are very, very cool. Yeah, you guys, what was in the kind of tables, presentations, all of the things we heard, what was the thing that was most exciting? I guess, what was the most exciting thing any of you guys heard at New York Comic Con? What was, you know, whether it was in that Comics Pro day of kind of secret information that we all got, or just throughout the panels of people at the con?
The thing I was most excited about was that Lucky Devils. That was like, 8 Billion Genies is one of my top 10 favorite comics of all the time. So
yeah,
that just looks so fun with Charles Soule and Ryan Brown. That looks super fun.
I don't know that anything just knock me over, other than, you know, getting some insight into the ignition press stuff like that. Some of that was really interesting to me, but the announcement came out.
We should build that as like a whole episode, because I think we could do a whole thing on the stuff.
Okay, because then that was my answer as well. Was one of the top ignition moments was getting to hang out with the ignition guys, and again, like Philip Sablik, who we've mentioned oft on this podcast and our other podcast, like truly is one of my more favorite people in the comics industry to tickle and be tickled by, although I don't think he's quite reached the comfort level to be liberally tickling me. But I hope he knows there's always a slight tickle from me towards him. But yeah, it's just, it's very cool to get to see what they've got cooking. And it's obviously he is a member of a team. So Brian is right. We should save that for an episode. But that was... that was a very fun experience for the Data Bros to get to go hang out with the Ignition group.
My favorite things was having Jessica Wells show up at dinner with samples of the new Daredevil, the little tiny Daredevil books that they're putting out.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Getting to see her enthusiasm for those and watching her hand one to Shannon Merritt, whose favorite character is Daredevil. And then getting to put the paper stock of those covers against my skin.
Okay, what do you call that paper stock? Because it feels like skin. Like it's velvety without being, it's so great. Oh my gosh. It
definitely harkens back to the Evil Dead.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah, maybe it's the Necronomicon. All right.
Daredevil-nomicon.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite moments was actually kind of self-serving. It was when Adam announced, Adam Freeman and his Prana DM announced the fan confidence rating. And I'm actually going to have him on... meanwhile at Managed Comics next week to talk about it. Nice. But like, I've been so happy with the response that we've gotten. We've gotten a little bit of pushback from a couple of retailers who are concerned about how their data is getting out, although we anonymize the crap out of it. Like, it's so anonymous. But I mean, the industry is so jazzed about that. Chip Mosier sent out a press release from Distillery saying we're number 9, you know, like it's just so much fun to see that enthusiasm again. And with Adam, we've got plans to make, and you guys are involved in the whole FCR and, you know, contributing data to it. And our plans are to make a subset of this data available to retailers to help them make choices. So like if they suddenly see that the fourth issue of Power Fantasy is like rocketing everywhere else, maybe there's something about that that they're not aware of. And so having that information before FOCs so they can see, oh my gosh, the velocity on this has suddenly gone through the roof. Like, what do I need to do about it? I think that's so exciting. Like, this is one of those things that I've talked about for ages that I never wanted to give somebody sales data, because sales data is stuff about the past. Whereas this is information that can be used for the future, right? Like, this is to me so much more valuable than sales data.
You're right, Brian. You know, just that was a little self-serving.
Well, it's for both of us because we're both involved.
Just joking at you. You said it at the beginning.
Let me read where it says, Prana DM is creating a new direct market statistics with Managed Comics with 177 stores and another 50 from Comic Shop Assistant, introducing the fan confidence rating based on subscriptions and pre-orders to comic books to measure fan excitement. Why is this an important metric? It's something publishers can change and gives them a lever to move across distributors based on real info.
It's great. It's
good stuff.
It's going to be really good information.
People can't see this, but I've got my hands like in a victory pose right now.
Yeah, just
like,
yeah.
Come on.
Look at it. I would say, like, from just the standard of like a retailer who also loves comics, like, I think that I was just talking to Jang about it recently, but we're in a really exciting time, I think, with like the comment standard and data and like the fan confidence rating. All of that is happening kind of synonymous or at the same time as the Ultimate Universe, the Energon Universe, and the Absolute Universe all being launched. And what I'm seeing is, even just in the microcosm of our store, like, our sub numbers are going up for a variety of things. Series that are generally plus or minus one or two subscribers are all going up. And that is the byproduct of some really quality material coming out and the way that they're advertising and getting it out to the consumer. But it, you know, all of it is kind of happening simultaneously. It's also very interesting to be happening at this time where, like, we have the tools to be able to be tracking a lot of that data, but we're also at a time where our culture is evolving to a point where protecting or rejecting AI and therefore data that's associated with it is a large social issue. So you saying, like, we're anonymizing it, but there are people who are against it. It's like, yeah, like, that's going to be kind of impossible to defeat because there is a sort of very large scale anti-AI pro anonymity movement happening with data and internet. So, like, it's a very interesting ball of wax that is all sort of feeding each other. Wax balls often feed each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. No, I'm super proud about, like, the way that we're gathering this data and the way that we're firewalling it so that there's no, you know, geographical information. There's no,
backing out to figuring out anything more granular. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's so, yeah, it's so awesome. And I'm proud of us for being vanguards in this kind of thing.
And proponents for it. Like,
yeah,
you know, this has the ability to change and kind of dial in what retailers are able to do. It's not just a thing for publishers. It's a thing that
totally
everybody can benefit from quite a bit.
And it's would be really difficult to be having tried to do it even like 2 years ago, where comic shop is always ebbing and flowing. But we are at a point right now where excitement for quality comics is very, very high. So it increases the amount of usable and valuable data there is.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, Django, I think I heard that you have a sponsor. Is that true?
Yeah, these guys, they sent us this thing late. It's kind of a suspicious email address, but their PayPal seems to have cleared. So,
all right. Well, then,
I got a little ad read here.
The check clears. Daddy's ready to listen. That's
here, here we go. Do you have cash and want a house?
Yeah.
Do you have a house and want gold?
Maybe Daddy shouldn't be ready to listen to this one.
Do you have gold and want cash?
Yes.
cash-houses-gold.com is the answer. We help you get a house for cash or gold for a house or cash for gold. Visit cash-houses-gold.com today. Website coming soon. Please visit until it works. Not responsible for attempts to trade gold for houses or houses for cash or cash for gold.
I don't know if I would have taken that one, Django. That seems a little...
I'm going to be honest.
Was it handwritten when you got it?
I've heard of correspondences between Django and this company for a while now. Like, I'm surprised they haven't built a website yet. And I'm glad that he's finally taking a step forward with being willing to support them.
That one's a little concerning.
It's probably fine, Brian. Like, do you not like houses or cash or gold? Like, they're all positive things.
I don't know if you've listened to the recent interesting developments in my lives, but it's hitting a little close to home right now.
That
hitting
sounds
a little
close to
like
home,
your dad has two houses, maybe.
Or none.
Maybe six,
we'll find out soon.
All right, I've got one.
Then he's going to have gold or cash.
Press release from Unico Unicorns, the cartoon Unico. And it's a fiery young unicorn buck who goes on magical adventures that are rainbowy. And unlike Kimiko, you can pronounce it Unico or Unicorn. Unico. Check your local library and don't forget your local comic shop. Support those. Unico.
Jeff, I'm not going to lie. I feel like you just made that whole ad read up on like our legitimate ad reads that we've done. You're starting to make a mockery of the whole situation of ads on the Data Bros, and I'm a little offended personally. As
I want to be clear to our listeners and transparent to my co-hosts, I did make that up. That was a fake advertisement.
I already PayPal'd you guys the $250 each minus the fees for
I saw that come in. I wasn't sure what it was for. That's awesome.
I think Unico's already got a website.
Maybe they do.
So is there anything else we want to talk about New York Comic Con? Anything else that we loved?
Dude, let's guys, you mentioned it briefly. The Jimmy TIV tiny onion thing is very cool.
Yeah.
And the way that they're approaching it from such a diverse, you know, series of ways to look at a comic company and the IPs that you create, I think that that is cool. And he's a guy who I've not, you know, his books can be hit or miss with me. I really like some of them and I don't like some as much. I'm very excited for him and the crew that he's got and the way that they're working on it. DC's announcements about the next, like, Absolute books, like Absolute Martian Manhunter, looks awesome.
That looks cool.
And
it's
a writer that has been doing new stuff that I think is very exciting to me. Getting to hear Scott Snyder drink a little alcohol and then get up on stage and talk is one of my favorite things. I love the man. And I love his enthusiasm, even when he's just off the rails a little bit. And he made me so excited for the Absolute and All In universe that, like, he's a great person to be writing and marketing and building this.
I loved Nancy Spears just kind of winding him up and then just letting him go. It was just so great. Yeah, that was awesome.
You know, there was a keynote speech from Brian Hibbs. Always good to see Brian Hibbs. It's very cool to get to see him, and I, you know, I'll listen to any keynote speech he ever wants to give, and I'm excited to, you know, hear Django and Brian on one of those in the future.
Which Brian?
Oh, Brian Garside.
Oh, so the two of us on one.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll do a Data Bros keynote, and we'll just, and like, it'll just be our secret origin. We'll just tell people our secret origin.
Excuse me, this speech would be way better if Jeff was up there and not one of the two of you.
We'll get you up here. We'll get all three of us.
Oh, yeah.
There's no reason why a keynote can't be three people.
At the next Comics Pro,
okay,
I would like to do something like when they have all the Harley Quinns show up in one room. I just want to have all the Bryans on one panel.
Brian Fudge, Brian Garside, Brian Hibbs, Brian.
I would be so worried about just, I feel like the entire universe could implode if you have that many Bryans in one room together.
I mean, the podium would probably.
There's also rules, like we do have, like the Council of Bryans has rules about how many of us are allowed to be in one room together, just because there's, you know, you don't want to shoot your whole Bryan load all at once. You could really.
I was just
thinking of the last thing that Joe told us about when the next Comics Pro is.
Yes, that's very exciting.
February 20th to 23rd in
Burbank.
No, it's not Burbank. It's like right next door to Burbank. And I want to say Inglewood, but I know I'd be a liar. But it's
email says Burbank. So
does it? Okay, then Burbank, which is Burbank, is also the home of DC Comics now. So we'll be right around the corner from DC Comics.
And Kevin Smith's Secret Stash Burbank. Either way, I'm very excited.
That Glendale.
That one's gone?
All Glendale. Right. Glendale.
I can't wait for that. A West Coast Comics Pro is always something that is way easier on this small comic retailer.
Yeah, well, as we've experienced, I don't sleep anyway, so whatever you guys want to do.
What does it matter?
So we can have it wherever you want to have it. Alaska? I'm good. I don't know. Wherever. That super excited about that. Can't wait to see you guys in February. Can't wait to see you guys in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But in the meantime and in between times, I think we should kind of wrap this thing up. Hey, yeah, this is just part one. I think next week we'll talk a little bit about Ignition and, you know, some of the awesome stuff that we got to talk about, and also the Ignition party that we were at, the surreal moment of, you know, getting introduced to a dude named Mitch and suddenly realizing, wait, that's Mitch Jarrett? What is my life right now? What? And watching Jeff just hold court with different people, it was just amazing. It was amazing. We want to hear from you, dear listener. Write to us at podcast@databrosinc.com. That's databrosinc, databrosinc.com. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe Data Bros Inc. and in your favorite podcast app, or watch us online at youtube.com/databrosinc. You'll find the Data Bros and all of our projects at databrosinc.com, and you can learn more about the Comet Standard at cometstandard.com.
I want to give a
plug.
Boys,
until next time.
Yeah. I'm Jeff Figley. You should look for my new podcast coming out, Dada Bros, which is just about Dadaism. And
it's actually, it's about Grant Morrison's Doom Patrol
Brian,
run.
You're not
and
on it. You don't know what I'm doing.
What's the web address for it, Jeff?
DadaBrosss.com.
You're a monster.
You're into Dadaism, you get it.
You're all monsters.
I'm Django, and say something about comic shop assistant and the comics place here.
If you'd like to, if you'd like to. So just for the listener, we've been doing probably 50, 18 of these, I think. And I've had the same placeholder information for Django for 18 episodes, and he has not changed one thing about it. But he changes every favorite to remove the U's in them because he's a monster.
We will see you, Canada.
We will see you all next week.
The Data Bros is a joint project from the teams behind Comic Shop Assistant and Manage Comics. Data Bros are Django Boren, Jeff Figley, and Brian Garside. Brian Garside produces and edits the episode. And you'll find more about the Data Bros online at databrosinc.com. Subscribe, like, and review the Data Bros on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.